Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Totally Unexpected Podcast with Charlize Chu. I'm your host, Charlize Chu, also known as Shark Style on TikTok and Instagram. So, Valentine's Day is coming around the corner. It is this Sunday, I think. Yes, it's this Sunday. It's the day of love, whether you're single or you have a significant other or maybe just a friend. You know, it's just all you can think about is love. Who am I going to like this year? Am I going to have a Valentine's Day? Whatever, whatever. I mean, it's okay to be single. I've been single on Valentine's Day all my life. Fine. I like buying myself chocolates because the chocolates on Valentine's Day are superior. They're so good. Anyways, getting off topic. But because this day is getting around the corner, I thought I'd do a podcast on relationships and relationship advice, because weirdly, whenever I like ask on Instagram, do you guys have anything that you want to ask me for advice for, I always get something about relationships. And you know, I have never been in one personally, so honestly, I might not be the type of person to give relationship advice. But also, I think it's good to hear from both sides, you know, from someone who's been in one and someone who hasn't. I think it's just good to have a variety of opinions. And also, I have been giving my friends relationship advice recently, and so I just kind of thought, you know, this would be such a good topic to talk about on my podcast, considering so many of you guys also asked me for relationship advice too. This podcast, I'm going to specifically be talking about, you know, getting into one, you know, the process of liking someone rather than actually being in one, because I just really don't know what it's like about being in one. And yeah, I mean, if you guys want to hear my opinion and my hot take on actually being in one, you can let me know. You can DM me on the Totally Unexpected Podcast Instagram. But today we're just going to talk about, you know, the stages of having a crush and getting that person to like you or whatnot. But let's talk about me first, because I love talking about myself. But yes, I always say I've never been in a relationship. I don't desire to be in one, because I think it just, you know, that just might be me at the moment. I don't, you know, have the want, like, I don't want to go on dates, really. It's not that big of a deal for me, because usually from my past experiences and stuff like that, I find dates kind of just being a lot of work for no reason, you know, and I just feel like I have so much fun going out with my friends and stuff like that. So yeah, I just have no desire to be in a relationship. I'm young, okay? It's okay for me to not want to be in a relationship right now, especially at the moment because of this whole pandemic. I really do not be talking to guys at all. I mean, I have guy friends, but other than that, I completely, you know, I'm just separate from that life, dating life. It's a no for me. I mean, there are some times where I wonder and, you know, you kind of think what it's like to actually be in one, you know, receiving gifts from someone. And, you know, you're always curious, and there are times where I have been curious too. But like I said, there's never this major desire for me to search for one. Sometimes when I get bored, especially during quarantine and this whole pandemic, whenever I'm just bored, sometimes I'll download Tinder and I'll just like swipe, but I don't actually use it. Like, I don't try to talk to people or anything. I kind of just am like, let's just keep swiping just because I'm bored, you know, but I don't use it and I don't try to make plans with anyone. I don't really talk to anyone. But yeah. And sometimes I wonder, maybe things would be different for me if I didn't live in the Midwest, because maybe part of it is because growing up in the Midwest, no one usually wants to date an Asian. So even if I did want to date someone, it's kind of hard, you know. I live in the Midwest. Even some of the Asian guys here probably don't want to date an Asian. Actually, a lot of the Asian guys here won't even want to date an Asian. If there is a non-Asian guy who wants to date an Asian, they usually have a fetish. Okay, I'm being completely serious. That's not even a joke. They usually have a fetish. But anyways, so that's why I haven't been in a relationship. I just don't desire to be in one. If you don't want to be in a relationship, that's fine. But if you do, if you're the type of person that wants to be in a relationship, that's also fine. You do you. No judgment here. I've obviously also had crushes in high school and everything, but a lot of times in high school, I had crushes mostly just because it made high school fun. You know what I mean? Like, high school was so boring, but once you have a crush and then you can tell all your friends about it, you can talk about all the little things that happened that probably were just in your head, but you still consider them as big steps towards your relationship. You know, that was all just really fun. And I think that was the only real reason I would always just choose to have a crush on someone, not because I actually really liked them. I just liked to gossip and talk about it. It was just really exciting and thrilling for me. I'm not even, this sounds so bad, but it, you know, it's not like I dated any of them. So it's not like I was leading anyone on or anything, but I just, for me, it was just so thrilling. So I could talk to my friends about it. And I'm also the type of person who's very straight up with people. So if I like someone, I'm going to tell them. I'm not going to just wait around and be like, does he like me? Should I tell him what, you know, like, I don't know what to do. What is going on? Like, I'll just tell them straight up because I don't want to wait around. I don't want to think about this. And that part was so exciting for me. I was always just, my heart would race whenever I would, you know, tell them. And then I just tell them and get it over with. And it was just so thrilling for me. That was the thing. I just liked the thrill. You know, I probably didn't even like them that much. I just liked the thrill of it. And, you know, talking to people about it and telling them I liked them. It was just weird. Yeah, that's what I did. And if it was a miss, then it was a miss, whatever. I was like, fine. F you. I'm just kidding. I didn't really care. If it was a miss, I was like, okay, whatever. But if they were like, oh my gosh, you like me? Like, okay. I mean, I kind of like you too. Then I would kind of be like, okay, just kidding. sorry, this isn't working out, which is so bad. I know. But that's what happened. You know, because I never actually liked them, you know, because once I thought I did, but then once I found out they were interested too, I'd just be like, nope, sorry. I made a mistake. Oopsies. It was kind of like that type of thing. I was the type of person straight up. I kind of recommend being straight up just so this isn't something that takes over your brain, because I know when you like someone and you're always constantly wondering, do they like you back? It just eats you up and this is the only thing you can think about. So it's just easier to be straight up. I also understand the concept of playing hard to get, because obviously you don't want to be so easy to let someone in so quickly and, you know, let every single little person that you have a little attraction to know that you like them. I understand that concept of being hard to get. But also, you don't want to play that hard to get game for too long, because it just, the whole point of your relationship with someone just becomes that hard to get game. I think for some people like me, like that hard to get game is just all, it just becomes so thrilling that once you get that person, it's so boring. You know, so you don't want to play the hard to get game for so long. You want to just play it enough for them to be like, dang, I need to actually put in effort. And then, you know, that's when you reel them in and then you're like, bam. But let's go into the stages of liking someone, getting into that relationship. Stage one is the attraction. The initial, you see them, you're like, ooh, they kind of cute. And you kind of start getting invested. You're like, I want to know everything about them. Yeah, it becomes stalker FBI mode. You need to start getting to know them. You need to know if this person, are you just attracted to them? Or do you think, you know, maybe they're kind of worth having a crush on? So start getting to know them through their mutual friends that you have, or just what you've heard about them, what they like to do, their personality, you know, try to get a feel of that. Follow them on social media. I feel like someone's social media says so much about them, because if I follow a guy on social media and I see that he has so many comments on his Instagram and majority of those comments are girls, I'm sorry, that is a major turnoff. I'm like, nope. That's a major like red flag for me. I understand that people and guys and girls can have best friends of the opposite gender, because I mean, I have guys who are close friends and like I'm close friends with as well. But if you're like, every single one of your comment is just another girl being like, so cute, ha, huh? Wow, look at hottie, you know, just like that, it makes me, as someone who is attracted to this person, I just don't become attracted to them, because I'm like, okay, what the frick is this? It's a little too much. I mean, I have guy best friends, but I don't really comment stuff like that on their photos. You know what I'm saying? So if every other girl is commenting on this guy's photo being like, LOL, you're so hot, LOJK, whatever, then it's like a no. And then, you know, if you see them on Snapchat, well, obviously you probably can't really see their phone. But, you know, if they just are associated with a lot of girls, that's just a red flag. And it's like they're besties with all these girls too. That's just a red flag for me. Sorry, not sorry, but from experiences, I know that that is never okay. So yeah, that's, you need to get a feel. Are they worth having a crush on? I think at this stage, after your attraction and you do start getting a feel of what they're like, this is when you start developing that crush, because you kind of realize, oh, they're kind of like nice, or, you know, whatever. They like this type of music. I like this type of music, whatever. So then stage two, you start developing a crush. This is when you gotta be bold. You gotta start talking to them, because when you develop a crush on someone, they're not gonna know that you have a crush on them, okay? You are the only person who knows, unless you tell like all your friends. This is when you need to start taking initiative, because this is your crush. You need to start taking initiative. Start talking to them. If you have a class with them in school or something, try to talk to them in class. If, you know, you follow them on Instagram or something, send them a message, slide up on their story, try to start a conversation. And this is when you kind of get that feeling, do they want to talk to you as well? I get that if you guys never talked before, sometimes having a conversation online is kind of weird, because talking to a new person is always weird, but you still know, do they want to talk to you or not? Are their answers just really dry? They kind of just want the conversation to end. They don't actually really want to talk to you. Because you don't want to force a conversation. You don't want to be the only person trying to ask questions and try to keep a conversation alive. They still need to, even if they don't know you have a crush on them, whatever, you guys have never talked before. If they wanted to talk to you, they will. I feel like a lot of times when you have a crush on someone, this part gets ignored and people are just very forceful trying to make this happen. If it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen. You don't want to put your energy into this, because it's not going to go well in the end. You don't need to be embarrassed by it either. There's nothing wrong with shooting your shot and getting rejected. It happens. Just because they reject you, it's not because of anything really. Like, it's not because you're unattractive, whatever. They just don't like you. It is what it is, especially if you've never talked before, because I understand sometimes we can have crushes on people that we never talked to. They don't like you. They don't like you. You guys probably don't have that connection, whatever. They just don't feel anything. That doesn't mean anything. You know, it's fine. Being rejected is totally, it's part of life. But also, in-person conversations are so much more important and significant than having conversations online. So make sure you are having a good balance of both, because I feel like you can have a lot of miscommunication through online, because people text very differently. I'm the type of person, I'm a dry texter. I don't like texting a lot either, but you know, it's different in person. So make sure you're not just relying on conversations online, that you're trying to have conversations in person, because sometimes too, if you have just this really great conversation online and maybe you guys are like becoming really close through online conversations, when you get to talking in person, sometimes it can be awkward because you're so used to talking online. So yeah, make sure you have that good balance of in-person, online, whatever. This whole stage of having a crush, starting that conversation, is very important for building that relationship and connection between you two. But also, you don't want to drag this stage on too long, because then you just become friends. And we do not want that, okay? Unless you are just trying to make friends. But you don't want to drag this. If you like them, you don't want to drag this part on too long, because stage three is when you are flirting now. You gotta, once you feel the vibes between you guys, you guys are connecting well, you can kind of feel that maybe they could be interested in you too, just by the energy they're giving off. You need to start being more direct by what you're saying, like a little bit here and there, like, oh yeah, I mean, I think you looked good in, why, I can't think of like what you would say to people. I haven't talked to someone of the male figure in so long. I literally don't know what you would say, but you know, just be more direct, like, What would I say if I was flirting with someone? Something. I've never talked to a handsome guy like you, but you know, I can't do this. I'm so sorry. But anyways, you get what I mean. Just start being more direct a little bit. See what their response is. Are they flirting back? You kind of become this flirting thing. But also, just like the crush stage, you do not want to drag this on too long, because then the relationship just solely becomes a thing. A quote-unquote thing. This happens so much in high school. I feel like everyone is just things. No one's ever in actual relationships. It's really hard to get... Once you are in the quote-unquote thing with someone for so long, it's kind of impossible to get out of. You just drag it on too long. Nothing really happens. This stage is like when you guys are just flirting, like... in school, whatever, just whenever you guys see each other, whenever you guys talk, that's this stage. Like I said, you don't want to make the stage way too long. You want to kind of just make it a good amount of time so you both know that you are attracted to each other. And then stage four is the hanging out. This is when you start making plans together to actually hang out and be alone with each other. This, for girls, this is totally okay if you make the initiative, okay? This part, it's totally fine. Just make sure that you're not the only one trying to make plans. Make sure this other person is also trying to make time for you. They're also trying to plan stuff out. You don't want to be the only one. Like I said, you don't want to seem like you're forcing anything, because some guys or girls or whatever, whoever you're into, they can be very flirty and they might like that, but then when it comes to hanging out, they might not want to. So you need to make sure at this point that they want to hang out. They're trying to fill some time for you. They're not going to say, okay, I'll let you know. One of the worst answers, oh my gosh, the worst answer is being like, I'll get back to you, or I'll let you know when I'm free, because they'll never let you know, okay? So if you need to like know, like they are really trying to be like, okay, like I'll get back to you right away. Well, also that might be bad, but just you gotta know that they are trying their best to work out their schedule to make time for you. A lot of times people should have at least an hour to spare for you, okay? So you gotta make sure they're giving you that time. And also, you're not the only one trying to make plans. Once you guys maybe have that first hangout, that first date, that they're initiating the second time, not just you, okay? You shouldn't be the only one making plans. Also, same goes for the other end. The other end shouldn't be the only one making plans. You should make plans as well. And whenever you do make plans, or whenever that person makes plans, you gotta make sure that they put some thought into the plan too. You don't just, they can't just be like, yeah, let's go get McDonald's, and then you go to McDonald's and then they bring you home. That's freaking boring. They need to put some time, effort. They gotta look like they were prepared, or else it's just kind of messy. That is important, okay? And then also, are they paying? Because if they're not paying, if they're the one who initiated the plan, the hangout, and they don't pay, then it's just a hangout. It's not a date. That's how you distinguish date and hangout. Obviously, I don't think the other person has to pay every single time. But especially the first one. If they do not pay, then it's like, no. Okay? That's definitely... I think that's the biggest... I mean, for me, at least, that's like how I know that this person is interested, is because they are willing to pay. You know, spending money is not easy. No one just wants to spend money. But if they're willing to pay, especially if they're willing to pay a large amount, then that's when you know, okay? So you gotta look out for stuff like that. And are they, you know, when they pick you up, if they're picking you up from your house, are they walking to your door, or are they just texting you from their car? Because even if they do like you, they should have some manners when they're around you, because they should be careful around you and what they do. If they're just texting you being like, I'm here, what? No. Walk to my house, pick me up, you know? That is important, because if they're not doing that, then it's clearly they, you know, they don't care that much to do that. So that's very important. Knowing that they are caring and putting effort into every little thing that they do, that's how you know that they really like you, because you do not want to waste your time and energy to someone who likes you but doesn't care for you enough to make that effort, that extra step to make sure you know that they're a good person. And then stage five, the final part, is once you get into that relationship, you guys are finally make it official. You've been on a few hangouts, you know, bam, here we go. I mean, I've never gotten to this stage ever, clearly, but finally you get to this stage. Yay, you made it. Made a good choice. I don't know what else to go from here, because none of my friends really, I have had one friend who has been in this stage before, but none of my other friends have been in this stage. So, I mean, we've never even really talked about this stage. I feel like my friends and I talk about the other stages a lot, mostly like stage two, probably stage two, stage three, maybe, but rarely ever stage four and five. That's just how it is for the Midwest Asian girls like us. But yeah, but you finally get stage five. You made it. Yay. Good for you. But now we're going to go into a few things to remember before you get into these stages, or while you're in this stage. Are they giving you the same attention when they're alone with you versus when they're with another, like around other people? Because that is also very important. If they are treating you differently around other people, kick them out. It's time to go. Sorry. You know, maybe. And now I'm not saying like they're embarrassed to talk to you, but also that's not good either. They shouldn't be embarrassed by talking to you or anything. But they, if they're hanging out with a lot of people, if you're in a crowd in a room with a bunch of people and there's you and that person that you like, and let's say a bunch of other of their friends, and they completely ignore you, just go to their friends and rarely ever talk to you, maybe check up on you a few times, be like, hey, sorry. Because they should be, if they like you, and especially if you're not in that dating stage yet, but like even if you were in the dating stage, they should still like, you know, give you attention as well. But especially if you're not in that dating stage yet and they don't give you that attention, then they clearly don't like you as much. Because if I like someone, I would try to give them my full attention so they know that I like them, you know. Next, do you feel comfortable around them? Is talking to them fun and easy, or is the conversation awkward and dry? If you don't feel comfortable being yourself around them, I get that when you like someone, it's kind of hard to be fully comfortable. Sometimes you just kind of get in your head, but you know, you just know, like, it is everything around them easy, or whenever you see them, do you guys both just kind of get quiet, you know? And are you the only one that they're talking to, okay? Because you kind of get a feeling, too. This is just, like, a lot of this time, like, I feel like you can just get an intuition and just that feeling of knowing, are they talking to other people or are they just talking to you? You get that feeling, and sometimes we like to ignore that if we have those bad red flags that we see. We like to ignore that, but those are really just, you really need to focus on those. And if you like observe those and you notice those, that's when you need to take a step back a little bit, because it's just not going to end well, period. It's literally not going to end well. You probably know that in your mind, it's probably not going to end well, but you kind of just hope it does, but it's not. That's just plain and simple. It's literally not going to end well for you. And are you two putting the same effort? I've said this a few times in this podcast, but making sure you guys are matching energy. Are you putting in the same effort as them? Or are they putting in the same effort as you? And before even getting into a relationship or trying to get into a relationship when you like this, you need to make sure that you're ready. Are you secure with yourself before being in a relationship? Do you need to be with someone to feel good? Because if you do, then you're not ready to be in a relationship, because you shouldn't need to feel someone. You shouldn't need to be with someone and get that attention from someone in order to feel good about yourself. You shouldn't have to feel the need to, you know, seek validation from someone and like feel like you're only good looking when that person is talking to you. You know, you need to feel all these same things by yourself as well. I think when you're in, like, in a relationship or having a crush on someone and in this process, the only difference is that you just have someone else kind of pushing you up, you know, but it shouldn't, but like, you know how there's like that metaphor of like two people leaning on each other and supporting each other? There's like this metaphor, you know, two people, when they're in a relationship, they lean on each other to support each other. But when that person moves, let's say there's two rocks, like your two rocks leaning on each other, supporting each other. When that rock leaves, you shouldn't fall over. You should stay still and stiff as your rock, okay? And if that person leaves and you fall over, then you're not ready to be in that relationship. And you should never change for someone in a relationship either, okay? If you're a, what are the types of rocks? I'm really trying to go for this rock metaphor. Rock types. Let me look up rock types real quick. If you're an igneous rock and you're with a sedimentary rock, you shouldn't try to become a sedimentary rock, okay? You should stay as that igneous rock, okay? I get that sometimes in relationships we kind of blend into the person that we're dating, or, you know, it's just sometimes we do change a little bit, but you shouldn't feel the need like you have to be the perfect person for this other person. You should stay the way you are, and that person should stay the way they are. You know, obviously, being in relationships, you're supposed to help each other grow and progress as people, but you shouldn't be completely different because of that other person. You shouldn't be wanting to change because you think that that's what the other person would want. You need to change for yourself and what you would want. But yeah, that's kind of all the relationship advice I have for you guys today. I hope maybe you learned something out of this, especially what I said in the end. I feel like the end is probably the most important. If we're close, I'm literally just going to be straight up to you. I'm not going to be like, yeah, this relationship seems good. You guys clearly like each other. I'm going to be straight up with you. I'm going to be honest. I'm going to tell you how I see it. And that's exactly what I did here today. So I hope you guys like this podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Make sure you follow me on social, Sharik Style, Totally Unexpected Podcast, Instagram. And I have a YouTube channel now, so make sure you subscribe to me on YouTube, Charlize Chu. But you will hear me again next week. Bye.